Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, 5th floor waiting room, where Mac has just told Hannah, Connie, and Clint about Raven's amputation.
How can you do this, Mac?
I thought we agreed that Raven would make this decision on her own.
Raven has remained unconscious since she was brought in. We have no guarantee she'll ever wake up again.
The doctors told us she was getting better.
She was stable, yes, but I wasn't going to let her lose her entire leg, or worse, because I failed to make a decision.
I can't believe Aunt Raven is losing part of her leg.
Why did you make this decision without consulting us?
Connie, we've been over and over this. I made the best decision I could with the information I had available. We can't take a chance that her condition gets worse.
And just what do you plan on telling her when she wakes up?
I don't know, Hannah, okay? Do you think this was easy for me? But I'm her husband, and I made the choice. Now we're all just going to have to live with it.
At the Gamage residence, Rosalyn is sitting in the family room when Stacy walks downstairs.
Mom, I'm going for a walk.
A walk? Where? I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Mom, I can't be locked up in this house forever.
I know, but the only time you've gone out since you came home was that trip to the hospital. And it only made you even more upset.
I'm just sick and tired of sitting around and being miserable. I need a break.
I understand. Why don't I come with you?
I have to go out on my own at some point.
I guess I'm just so afraid that something will happen to you again. It was unbearable waiting here, not knowing if you'd ever come home.
I need to do this. I need to do something normal, even for a few minutes.
Okay, but please, keep your cell phone on and call me in half an hour if you're not back. Please.
I will. I promise.
I need a drink. Hello?
Rosalyn, it's Marilyn Marsden. I have news for you about Stacy's case. The DA is willing to make a deal.
At a wedding chapel in Toronto, Rex and Perry are exchanging vows as Gregory looks on.
I, Rex, take you, Perry, to be my partner for life, to have and to hold, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, from this day forward, until death do us part.
I, Perry, take you, Rex, to be my partner for life, to have and to hold, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, from this day forward, until death do us part.
The rings, please.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you partners for life. Kiss your husband.
Gladly.
Now we're really going to be a family.
We sure are.
Beautiful.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.